Oh, you my God. Oh, just Amazon. He nutted in you.
Okay. And he'd be like, said, hey.
He's going to play A and B. Are you taking it? Do you prefer to date men or women? And which one satisfies you better?
Be honest, Nina.
Okay, no, I'm going to be so transparent. Okay. Who said I like to date women outside of men, first and foremost?
That whole little interaction you just had kind of.
Well, I had to think about it. Like, well, who the hell said I would even date a woman? But ironically, I do have a keen interest in women. Oh. So I would say both. It's like equal.
I'd be crushing on her, though. I can't frown.
Yeah, likewise. Girlfriend. Oh. I'm working on something.
She ain't going to question.
Now, no, I'm going for 50. We gotta take a bathroom break together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've never watched somebody having sex before. I mean, I watch porn, but like in person. I've never watched someone having sex. And a lot of my friends doing that. They enjoy it, you know, watching somebody just having sex, just watching, like really watching, not getting involved.
Yeah.
I've never done that. This is my opinion. When you're single, I feel like you should try it all. Just do it all. Like, really, like, please don't be in a relationship in your 20s. Mm. Just go wild. You know what I'm saying? But once you enter a relationship, once you're older and you're in a relationship, I think maybe, you know, it shouldn't happen. But if one of you likes it or both of you like it and that works for you, then do it. You know what I'm saying? But I think I know way too many people that have had, like, you know, threesomes while they're in a relationship or they have an open relationship and it turns very wild, toxic. I'm talking about like aggressive and like you know what I'm saying, like really like crazy, like not good.
Everybody don't deserve threesomes, you know? So.
What position makes you calm the fastest?
Me personally, oh, it depends. Well, I like to be on top. I like to just get right to it. It's like me on top, and then it's like penis right inside of me.
Are you a writer?
And then I would say missionary.
You're a writer?
I am.
Right?
Because I feel like I can be in control. Like, when I'm writing.
Do you listen when you hear get off?
Get off?
Yeah, like, what? When you hear get
now,
off?
I'm going to be honest. I have been like...
nope, she not.
No. But listen, it depends. If I'm coming at the same time that you're about to come and you're telling me to get off of you, you're going to like fuck my nut up. I am not about to jeopardize my nut because you don't want to come. We're going to come together, or I'm about to get my one, and we can go again.
That's
and
so I'll make selfish, sure you bro. Get...
How selfish is that, though? Because if I'm like... about to... If I'm at my climax, and I'm about to come, and it's like, gosh, you're telling me to, like, get up because you don't want to come? Now we're both out of a nut.
Only reason I say that because women can't get dudes pregnant, dudes get women pregnant.
Oh, so you didn't specify that. So you mean like, wow.
Yeah, like,
you fucking wrong.
What do you expect happening?
Oh, no, I'm jumping off the dick real quick.
No, that's what I'm saying, because some women, they riding, like, yo, get up. They be like, what? How about nut? Nutting. No. Nah, we didn't agree on this. Are you sure? Like,
well, I thought we were talking about with a condom, okay? Safety first, but.
Word.
Oh,
always use a condom.
Yeah, without a condom.
Always use a condom.
Always.
That's tough.
Always.
Use. Always, yeah. Safety first. I don't give
the
a fuck.
The wrap.
You know what
wrap
I'm saying?
Wrap it up. Yeah.
Unless wrap you want some grown man, you don't need no rope. Yeah.
But if you're into like Plan Bs and shit, go ahead. If I was that girl, you know,
see,
if I was responsible, I like I'm her. Staying on that dick. Pop, but if not.
Pop that shit like an Advil.
Like
what y'all consider for?
What y'all consider for?
I don't do that like that, though, because I don't like Plan Bs, but. They just fuck your body up.
They do.
Yeah, I don't got
do.
Time for that.
I witnessed that too.
A pill that make you stop having a whole human in your body, that's weird to me.
And you still be paranoid.
But,
like,
but it's
it
not
stops
a
your
human
period.
Yet. It's just like a little.
So it's not 100% chance when you take a Plan B. It's not like 100%.
It's like a 90%
chance. It worked for me. 100%.
I think that'd be cap when women say like,
oh, it didn't work.
Let me not say that. The Plan B failed. Bitch.
You ain't taking it. You spit that shit right back out.
Okay.
You was like, something
here,
happened.
Baby. Let's talk.
Have y'all ever did that?
Yeah. But I didn't because I knew I wasn't ovulating and I didn't want to take the pill because.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I've done that when I didn't want to, like, I know I'm not going to get pregnant. I'm not about to take this shit. Like, for no reason.
So I'm like, wait a minute. Fuck this shit. Like, I'm not going to get pregnant.
But not no sabotage or, like, you know. get a guy to, you know, get me to try right, to get right.
No. So like say for instance, like, you know, Jeff Bezos, you know. Huh? Same thing with Jeff Bezos.
Who's that?
Amazon. Owner of Amazon.
Huh?
Baldhead, oh, do you know?
If you fuck my old Jeff Amazon, he nutted in you. Okay.
And he'd be like,
said, hey. He's going to play A and B. Are you taking it?
Well, I don't think he's going to tell me that. I think he would want to have a baby with me, first of all.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Yes, he would.
It's not the scenario.
So y'all were talking about Jeff Bezos
come in my pussy, we're having a baby for sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Like,
because I feel like if he going to nut in me, if Jeff Bezos come in my pussy, he want his baby.
Yeah. Of course.
But I'd be scared, too, because if he, like, get rid of that baby, he can put some money on my head.
Oh, my God.
That too, you got to be killing.
Or shut down your Amazon account. No more Amazon Prime.
You think that shit not a big deal until you be like, damn.
I can't order nothing.
Not even my family, your friends, everybody.
Damn, you got to get on Timu now.
Yeah.
Timu.
That's
it. Nothing.
But if he wanted me to take the plan B, I would take it.
Right.
I never want to do something that somebody don't want. Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Like, what?
If he's in front of me, he's telling me to do it, and it's like, it's right there.
He's not the only
But if he gives me, say, hey, take the plan B, and they like, lingers on with Jeff Bezos.
Top three richest person in the world. Richest person. All
right, but the most richest people in the world scare me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want to be around you. It's too much. Like, liability. Like, people are, like, following you. I don't know, bro. Like, I could date a millionaire and still live, like, super good. That's why, like, sometimes I'm around, like, you know, friends that are, like, A-list celebrities. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I'm around them, I'm just, like anxiety. But not because of them. It's just because of people around them and what they attract. I'm like, yo, I'd rather just, like, hang out some other time. But, like, it just makes me nervous. Like, I want to go home or, I don't even want to sit at your table. I'll sit across. Like, I already know you. But it's just, like, what it comes with it, you know, the fame.
Because that can destroy,
millions.
Like, your day-to-day. Like, one small incident is, like, now shit is affecting your day-to-day.
Yeah.
Off the strength of
crazy
that
people
thing.
Be following these millionaires and millionaires.
You got the women. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I dated a guy. And when I'm dating someone, like, I'm not doing the Instagram thing. Like, I'm scared. Like, I'm very discreet. And sometimes it comes off like, damn, well, bitch, you ashamed or you don't want anybody to know.
It's not even
that. I don't want your ex to even know me. Yeah. If you got an ex, baby mama, I don't want that bitch to even know how I look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't want no parts. People are crazy and evil. Mm-hmm. Fuck no. We're practically strangers. Yeah. Like, let's keep it that way.
And people don't want to believe it, but exes are really crazy. Yeah. Like, they really, oh my God.
I'm dealing with
really
some shit.
Get
now.
Into some shit.
Gosh, for
my
real.
Instagram has gotten disabled like 15 times ever since I started seeing this guy. Mm. I know exactly where it's coming from, bitch.
Weird ass bitch.
You
weird ass bitch,
man.
Yeah.
And then you got scary, the guy, but you know, like, she know people. I know people too. What's up?
That's a headache. Though.
It is. It's a headache because it's like disturbing. For people like us, like. Social media is like we use it for work, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And I feel like it started for all of us as something fun. Mm. Some of us turn it into a career. So, bitch, you know I use my social media to work and, like, you know. Mm. So to come for me that way is just crazy. And she came for me other ways, but that nigga is still stuck on this pussy.
Ooh!